faith.
It is not how much faith you have that counts, but in whom you place your trust.
Oh, these are wise words that my mother told me as a child. Words we all need to take heed of. Oh, we can be discouraged by the tremendously deep faith of a friend or acquaintance. We can think that our meagre faith counts little against certain spiritual giants. Ah, but it's not how much faith that counts, but in whom you place your trust. There is but one foundation on which true faith can be built. Examine yourself, Paul encourages. Examine yourself to see if you be in the faith. Faith is the substance of the hope set before us in Christ and the truth of his word. Faith is the evidence of things not seen, that is, trusting the word of our faithful God. Faith stands firm on the word of our Father and accepts his words as fulfilled facts. Faith just believes unquestioningly what God has promised as a realized reality. Faith is firmly anchored on the facts of Scripture. Faith simply believes God. Faith believes his God-breathed word. Faith trusts his word. Faith accepts God's promises as truth. Faith takes God at his word. Faith acts on his words. Faith is the substance of the hope set before us in Christ. That is the truth of his word. Faith is the evidence of things not seen. That is trusting the word of our faithful God. Faith stands firm on the word of the Father. That means it accepts them as fulfilled facts. Faith just believes unquestioningly what God has promised as a realized reality. We must be like those great men of faith who simply accepted his word by faith. We too must ditch the false foundations of impressions, logic, probabilities, and fancies. Because it is not how much faith that counts, but the one in whom you place your faith, the one in whom you trust.